This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show, 96.3 WHUR. Sounds like Washington. It's time to check in with Bobby Gales with another update for us this morning. Mm-hmm. Good morning again, Mr.
Good
Bobby.
Morning.
What's happening?
Well, Shirley, this morning I'm putting the spotlight on an American classic. The production of 12 Angry Men is at the Ford's Theater running through February 17th. So I have the pleasure of having two of the 12 Angry Men with me, Eric King and Boyka
Uwemidemore.
There you go. Help me out. I appreciate that. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
How y'all doing?
Very well, man.
Good.
Grateful to be here.
Good. Glad to have you here. Talking about an awesome play, the original was done in 1957.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about this version of the play for those who may not be familiar.
Right. Well, the play is based on a jury deliberation. A young boy has been accused of murdering his father. And the jurors come together in the jury room, and that's where our play begins, as opposed to what happens in the film.
Mm-hmm.
And we get together and we try to decide the fate of this kid based on the evidence that we see through the lenses of which we live.
Mm-hmm.
I play juror number 8, and I happen to be the one juror who believes that the kid at least deserves an opportunity, a conversation. The other 11 men feel that he's guilty at the beginning of the trial.
Okay.
The rest of it is a great journey.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And speaking of that journey, the director takes a different twist on this, correct?
Yes, he absolutely does. So Mr. Sheldon Epps, who directed the play, actually decided to go with 6 white jurors
mm-hmm.
and 6 black jurors. And by doing that, he added a different twist to it by bringing a racial element to the play in regards to, you know, when you think of the original movie and how it was played out, I think this one, when it comes to certain scenes and how it plays out, you really get to feel it from a different direction in terms of the tone, in terms of the characters.
Exactly.
And how the script runs through the actual play itself.
Exactly. And it's very relevant today, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely. I mean, mm-hmm. certainly the teleplay was written in 1954. The first film, 57, mm-hmm. is a version of 1997.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what's interesting about our story is that we really take you into the jury room. The audience is in the jury room, is sequestered in the room with us.
Right.
And those feelings become very palpable for the audience.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, Eric, Boyka, I want to thank you both for coming in this morning and sharing this information with our listeners. And I just want to say y'all both did an awesome job in the production.
Thank you, Bobby. And thank you for coming to see the show.
Yes.
Oh, you're welcome. It was
much.
A pleasure. All right. My two very special guests this morning, Eric King and Boyka
Uwemidemore.
Thank you very much, sir. Two of the Angry Men in the American classic, 12 Angry Men, running through February 17th at the Ford's Theater. Okay, let's take a look at traffic. Tony, you got it.
Hey, thanks, Bobby. This check on traffic is